Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tony Schwartz is our guest, folks. Tony's a new friend, soon to be old friend. Tony's the founder and the president of the Energy Project, which helps companies like yours and mine kind of make sure that we're moving our execution in the right ways, that we turn our execution into performance, not just work. And he's the author of the new book, as I said earlier, The Way We're Working Isn't Working. Tony Schwartz, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Tony. I was telling the audience before you got here about something that a golf pro told me a long time ago, right after he told me I should give up the game, and he could see that I wasn't going to listen to that. He said, okay, if you're going to practice, make sure you're practicing the right way to swing a golf club, because if you're swinging it the wrong way, all this extra practicing you're doing is just going to ingrain the wrong way to play golf. And I've been around in the marketplace a long time, and sometimes I see that in businesses. They're executing, but it's the wrong execution. What do you think?
Well, I mean, there's no question that, you know, Aristotle said excellence is not a function of what you learn, but actually what you do and what you do repeatedly. So anything you do, you're going to reinforce and make the regular practice. I think that the problem that's occurred for organizations, small and large, around the world, Jim, is that we've made an assumption that our capacity is infinite. And what's happened is that demand has begun to overwhelm it. We're living in this world in which, you know, between technology and globalization and cutbacks that cause or demand of people that they do more with less, we just don't have enough fuel left in our tanks to sustainably perform at a high level and to think in the ways we need to think. I mean, look at BP, look at Toyota. We have one catastrophe after another that I would argue is a function of the speed at which we're moving, which doesn't make sense. And what's getting reinforced, Jim, is more, bigger, faster. And more, bigger, faster leads to value that's narrow and shallow and short-term.
Are you saying we're getting to a tipping point to where our innovations and our increased capability, some of this exciting stuff that we have available to us, is actually pushing us over a tipping point into from productivity to being unproductive?
Yeah, because we've misdefined what productivity is. We've defined productivity as doing more. So, you know, you take an average person at work during the day, and even a manager or even a small business owner, and you know, you get the idea that if you juggle 47 balls and you answer 218 emails,
right,
that means that you've been productive.
And don't forget that you got to make sure that you stay current on Twitter and Facebook today.
Exactly. So, you know, you're carving up your day into tiny little bits and bites, and you may not be accomplishing anything that produces, Jim, value. Because isn't that what people are really after? It's not about the number of things. It's about the value they produce, and that's what's at risk.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Tony, at the risk of sounding like an old fogey, I remember, as my audience has heard me say before, I once made my living with a Bic pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter and carbon paper. And so, you know, I remember those days, and we didn't have all these distractions. We didn't have all these things coming at us and all this demand, as you call it. I like the way you use that term. But yet, Tony, somehow we did business, we made profits, we earned income, we built houses, we raised children, you know, et cetera, et cetera. In those days, with a Bic pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter, we managed to be productive.
Yeah,
and so I think we need that kind of perspective on all this demand that we have now, don't you?
I do. I think that what's happened is we have a lot because of technology and because of all the changes. We have at our disposal some tools we never did before, which is wonderful, Jim. There's nothing bad intrinsically about the idea that, you know, you have access to email and infinite information and the ability to connect to people all around the world. The problem is that in order to manage that, you need a new set of skills. You need a roadmap.
Right.
You need a new roadmap to take back control of your life, whether you're doing that as a business owner or you're
right.
doing that as an individual worker.
And that roadmap's going to be different for everybody, isn't it?
It's going to be different, but it's going to have certain common qualities. This idea of taking back control of your life has certain common qualities, and one of them is, and this is really at the heart of the way we're working isn't working, and the work we do with organizations, one of them is that human beings are not meant to operate like computers.
Right.
At high speeds, continuously, for long periods of time. Human beings are meant to be rhythmic. When there was no technology, there were natural pauses, natural periods of time when you renewed, you rested.
Oh, listen, when I used to plow the North 40 for Xerox back in the 70s, and you know, I managed about 4 or 5 counties for them, you know, and several
and
cities.
Were...
But between calls, I mean, I could have anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour. Between calls, I'd be in my car, no distractions, nothing, no phone calls.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Right. Yeah. And what's interesting is that became, just because of the way our lives were set up, that became time that you could reflect, you could absorb what had just happened, you could refuel. All of those things are things we now need to do intentionally. We've turned rest into and renewal into proof that we're slackers, but it's...
And there's one other thing, Tony. Whenever I arrived at my next location and I went in and talked to that new customer or prospect, I was completely in the moment with them.
Yes, because you'd put yourself, because...
There was no distractions. There were no distractions except their phone, maybe their phone call.
That's right. And you'd put yourself, you know, in the period in between, you'd had some time to fuel yourself up. So when you were there, you were really there. I mean, you see... The issue now is not to manage time, because we've run out of time. There is no more time. There are only 168 hours. We've used every single one. It's to manage your energy so that when you need to be fully present, you can be fully present. That's a whole new challenge.
Hold on to that thought, Tony. Tony Schwartz, ladies and gentlemen. The way we're working isn't working. This is his new book, and it's very important, the things he's talking about, folks. We're going to talk about how you can live in the 21st century and still not still be productive. Stay with us. 20 after. Gonna climb a mountain. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. If you want to follow me there. Tony Schwartz is our guest. He's our new friend. The Way You're Working Isn't Working. That's the title of the new book, The Four Forgotten Needs That Energize a Great Performance. Tony, tell us how we can find you and your book.
So we're at the Energy Project, theenergyproject.com, which is full of stuff for you to do, including a energy audit that you can fill out and get a quick read on how well you're managing your energy and find out whether you're actually in a personal energy crisis. About 75 to 80% of the people who fill this out discover that they are indeed in an energy crisis.
Right.
And you can get my book at your local stores, but obviously on Amazon.com as well.
Tony.
The Way We're Working Isn't Working.
The thing that that I love about what you're saying is that it's a wake-up call for all of us to slow down and say, wait a minute. Just because I can do something, just because I can add a new piece of technology, just because I can turn this switch on, doesn't mean that I should. And that's a question, that's a reality check that a lot of us haven't had lately, isn't it?
No, I think that's absolutely right. That, you know, it really turns out the research shows pretty clearly that the way in which human beings are both most productive and most sustainable is if they work in short periods of time very intensely with no interruptions.
Yeah, so focus, totally 90, focused.
90 minutes is the most anybody should work without without stopping,
yep.
And then take a break. If you build these periods, what I call sprints, into your day and then recover, you get more done in less time and you have a life in addition.
Yeah.
So that's a very, very different way of working.
Well, and so many of us are in a especially in small business has always been a frenetic kind of a situation. You know, in any given hour, our world goes to the peaks and into the valleys. And with a customer, with an employee, with a delivery, with a banker, with cash flow, whatever, you know, it happens to us all the time. That's inherent. That's built in. That's automatic. If you're a business owner in 100 years ago or 100 years from now, it's going to be like that. But then you throw in all this new demand, and I that's going to be my new word for all the clutter, Tony, is your word, your term, demand. Throw in all this new demand at us, which is coming at us from other people. I mean, we're out here doing business, and this person says, "Hey, Jim, it's me. I'm on Facebook. Write me back. Hey, Jim, I just tweeted you. Write me back. Hey, Jim, I just texted you. Blah, blah, blah." And it's all these people coming at you in different, all this demand. How do you, I mean, I know how I can manage me. How do I manage them?
Yeah, again, this is where I think this book provides a roadmap for people so that when they're engaged, they're really engaged. And when they're not engaged, they're truly pulling back. And you can't answer email all day long and expect that you're going to also be able to focus deeply on the things that matter most. You have to begin to build periods of time where you're doing it and periods of time where you're not doing it. We need to really rethink the way we work. It's a different world, and therefore we need to design our work days in a different way. And that's really what I've laid out in this book.
Right. Well, and that's, you're right about that. I mean, you can answer all this demand so much that you end the day and you say, "Man, I got a lot done today." And then you look around and you say, "Wait a minute. I didn't really accomplish anything."
Yeah, exactly. And then what you've actually done is you've burned down the reservoir of energy progressively throughout the day that you have to bring to the table.
Right.
And so the other really key piece of this, Jim, is that we have energy needs. A car just needs gas, but we have four energy needs: physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. We have four different needs. Each of them, those reservoirs have to be full if we're going to fire on all cylinders. So we've really got to get ourselves, and we've got to get the people who work for us to say, not how can I get more out of you or how can I get more out of myself, but how can I better meet my own needs or meet the needs of the people who work for me so that they are freed and fueled and inspired to bring the best of themselves to work every day. Again, big paradigm shift.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't just keep sucking out of people. You put into people, and then in return, reciprocity is kind of built into our DNA. When somebody gives something to you, you give something back to that other person.
Give us tell us the four again quickly, Tony.
So you have physical needs, right?
Yeah.
That's just, do you have enough classic energy? Emotional, you got to feel a certain way to perform well.
Right.
And that way, we know, is positive. Positive energy is critical to great performance. And then mentally, you need to be able to focus your attention. You need control of your attention.
Yeah.
And spiritually, what you need is a reason to be working.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you included that fourth one, Tony, because that's something that I think more people should spend a little more time contemplating, is the spiritual part. And you and I are not talking religion. We're talking about the energy that drives our protoplasm around.
That's exactly right. And you know what? For some people, religion is the root. That's fine.
Yep.
For other people, they have another way. But the you need to feel you're doing something that matters.
Absolutely.
That's a great source of energy.
Absolutely. No question about it. Well said, Tony. Hey, Tony, will you come back another day?
Hey, I'd be love to do that, Jim.
We'll have you back again. Good job today. Tony Schwartz, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Way You're Working Isn't Working. We'll have Tony back. He's got more to teach us. Right after these messages, I'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
The end of the tunnel, I see it burning. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.